Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Pharaoh said, "He's my slave, I paid for it." God said, "He's my son." Pharaoh said, "I'm going after my slave." God said, "I'm going to deliver my son." What you don't understand is they're talking about the same person. The same discussion is being had about you. Whatever is chasing you, the enemy is saying, "He's my slave." And God is saying, "No, he's my son." So the slave runs to the water and the son comes out.
Hello, everybody. I'm excited to have this opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you. The flower fades, the grass withers, but the word of the Lord shall stand forever. The word that I'm going to share today is going to be strength to you. Are you ready to receive your strength for today? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Here it comes. Purpose is not always visible. Problems are visible. Purpose is not visible. The problem is Pharaoh is chasing me. That's the problem. The problem is if he gets me back, he may kill me. The problem is I have left who I used to be to become who I want to be. And my past is chasing me. But the purpose is in the chase. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. See, what I want you to get right now is that there's purpose in your pain. There's purpose in your problems. There's purpose in your story. You're looking at what happened. But God is looking at why it happened. And you'll never be able to praise him about the what until you look at the why. I don't like what happened, but I do trust why it happened. Because even though I don't like what happened, all things work together for the good of them that who are the called according to his. Oh, there is a purpose behind everything you're going through in your life. But the revelation comes in retrospect. Let's look at this. Let's go deeper. These were runaway slaves. Even if they outran Pharaoh, they would always be runaway slaves. Looking over their shoulder, wondering when they would get caught. Because as long as Pharaoh was chasing them, they would always be slaves. Even though they were no longer being oppressed, as long as the oppressor lived, the potential to be oppressed remained, which is oppression within itself. I don't have to be a slave in bondage to be a slave to fear. So I'm delivered out of the bondage, but I'm still bound by the fear of maybe he'll get me back. I wonder how many people in this room are living with the fear of maybe he'll get me back. I wonder how many people are afraid to be happy this morning because maybe it won't last. I'm wondering this morning how many people in this room are afraid to love because maybe it might go bad. I'm wondering how many people in this room are afraid to try because maybe you might fail. You see, as long as you allow Pharaoh to chase you, you will always be a slave. You'll never be free to be your highest and best self because your oppressor is always approaching. Any day now, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to bring that addiction right back in your life. I'm going to bring that compulsive behavior right back in it. You will never be free. You ever seen somebody try to dominate somebody and you'll never get free. You'll always be my woman. I don't care where you go. I don't care where you hide. Oh, I brought back some memories with that. Living with a threat is not living at all. So God takes the children of Israel through the water. They were saved through the water because their oppressor chased them to the water. Everything that was God's came out of the water. Everything that was not of God drowned in the water. There are some things that God takes you through just to destroy. Did anybody see how pretty that was? There are some things that God takes you through just to destroy what is chasing you. You can't tell whether it's of God or not till you come out of the water and it ain't on you no more. Somebody shake yourself. I got it off me. 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 I went through a test, but I got it off me. I stopped being a friend. I don't even know what day it was, but I got it off me. I got it off me. Oh, shut the mouth. I got it off me. Death, burial, resurrection. Paul says in Romans 6, he that is dead is freed from sin. He's teaching about baptism, that if we are buried with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, so that the debt is paid by death, burial, and resurrection. Pharaoh really was chasing them because he thought he owned them. But God told Pharaoh through Moses, Israel is my son, my firstborn son. Israel is my, in fact, I tell you what, I'll show you as my firstborn son. He says, I'll kill your firstborn son until you let my son go. The night of the Passover, that's why God went from house to house, letting the death angel take the firstborn sons of Egypt, because he was saying, I'm going to show you what it's like to lose a son. He says, behold, Israel is my son, even my firstborn son. Check it out, scripture on the board. my son. Pharaoh says, he's my slave. God says, he's my son. Pharaoh said, he's my slave, I paid for him. God said, he's my son. Pharaoh said, I'm going after my slave. God said, I'm going to deliver my son. What you don't understand is they're talking about the same person. The same discussion is being had about you. Whatever is chasing you, the enemy is saying, he's my slave. And God is saying, no, he's my son. So the slave runs to the water and the son comes out.
Still to come on the Potter's Couch.
Y'all ain't gonna talk to me? Y'all not gonna talk to me? I thought y'all was gonna be real with me. You gonna play with me all day? This is the play. I know I was weak last week. I was weak the day before. But this is the play. After I came out of the hospital, I changed my mind. There are some things that once you go through it, when somebody tries to treat you like they used to treat you, you say...
MegaCare recently returned from a trip to Kenya and Zambia, where partnerships that you've supported over a decade have been flourishing. Up until a few years ago, two tribes were at war over a dwindling water supply. During the conflict, at least 80 men were killed and 120 families were displaced when their homes were burnt to the ground. MegaCare ended the conflict by digging a well and building a 12-kilometer pipeline. And just last month, the same men who were once shooting arrows and throwing spears at each other shook hands, hugged, and started on a new path towards healing. In the same place where war was once waged, the tribes came together to make sure all people could get the services they needed. Land was donated to ensure safe passage from the main road to the T.D. Jakes Community Clinic, which is now under construction to help reduce the risks that occur with pregnant women who currently walk over 12 miles for medical care, oftentimes when they're in labor. Elsewhere in Kenya, supported by MegaCare, the Melchizedek Hospital has gone from serving one patient in a repurposed house to over 200 a day in a full-service hospital with a new T.D. Jakes wing that facilitates a maternity ward, an intensive care unit, and an operating room. In Zambia, more lives are being changed from the ground up through MegaCare. Your support has given children whose futures look bleak a chance for a brighter tomorrow. The T.D. Jakes Transformation Center provides children who are without parents due to illness, abandonment, or lack of resources a place to grow, learn, and just enjoy being a kid. Your support of MegaCare and all the global partners are changing lives in Africa in a very real way. Thank you.
I'm excited to announce the launch of our latest series of resources aimed specifically for those who work day-to-day in the local church. It's an online resource center called Envision Church Solutions, and it's something I'm extremely passionate about, equipping you to do the job God has called you to do. Each month, you'll receive a new coaching video from me that deals with very practical issues that all of us face in full-time ministry. In addition, you'll receive big ideas from top ministry leaders that will help you mold and shape your ministry to grow and thrive. You'll have access to hundreds of resource documents that help you effectively operate the day-to-day task of the church, as well as case studies that give you an inside look at what other churches around the country are doing successfully in their areas. Let's envision your future together.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. From our hearts to yours, the Potter's House is wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
So now, you former slaves are transforming into sonship. This is the place of transformation. Where I learned to think differently, where I learned to live differently, where I learned to give differently, where I learned to love differently. This is the place where I start acting like a son and stop living like a slave. This is the place where you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. You went into it a slave. By the time they came out of it, they were sons. Transformation. Which reality are you going to live in? What you were or what you are? Why is it when people demand that you be what you are, you refer them to what you were? Well, you know, I didn't have no father, and you know, I grew up in the hood, and you know, my mama left when I was 7, and it, no, wait. We left all that in the water. I'm gonna try it again. We left all that in the water. This is the place where it stops. Tell somebody, say, it stops right now. I don't know what your it is. I don't know what your it is. I don't know what your it is. Everybody has a different it. But look at somebody and say, it stops right now. He brought them to this place so it could stop right now. The reason they were at the Red Sea is because it was a good drowning place. Oh, God. Sometimes God will allow you to get into trouble because the trouble is a good drowning place. It will prove to you, now while I'm here, I might as well fix it. This is the place. We might as well settle the whole thing. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel like I'm talking to somebody right now. This is, it stops right here. This is my last cigarette. This is my last drink. This is my last extra boyfriend. This is my... Y'all ain't gonna talk to me? Y'all not gonna talk to me? I thought y'all was gonna be real with me. You gonna play with me all day? This is the play. I know I was weak last week. I was weak the day before, but this is the play. After I came out of the hospital, I changed my mind. There are some things that once you go through it, when somebody tries to treat you like they used to treat you, you say, this is the place. This is the place of termination. This is the place of identification. Number 4, this is the place of identification. They didn't die. They just acted like they did. Death, burial, resurrection. It's what we do in baptism. We don't really die, but we identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The baptism pool is a place of identification. It is where I identify with what he did. That's why we're baptized. Suffer it to be so that it might fulfill all righteousness. I identify. If you are planted, if you are buried with him in the likeness, identify. In the likeness, I didn't die, but it was like I did. I didn't die, but it was like I did. So when I'm baptized, it is like I died. Tell Pharaoh, I'm dead. When I did this, I'm dead. I got a call after my mother died, about a year or something. Bill Collector called me. And he told me, he said, I'm calling about a bill Mrs. Jakes owes. And I said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, my mother's deceased. He said, well, how am I going to get past? I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. She owed you till she died. Death pays all debts. Romans 6 says, he that is dead is freed from sin. You don't owe your addiction nothing. You don't owe your past nothing. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to feel guilty about it. And you're sure God don't have to serve it. If you allow what happened to you to control where you are, you have incarcerated yourself. Man, when we used to baptize people, they come up out of the water shouting. I think sometimes they were shouting over what they left in the water. Come on, number five. This is the place of renewed foundation. This is a place that would be the point of reference for the rest of their experience with God. They would always refer back to this one thing. This is a place of your renewed foundation. This is where God gives you a foundation. This is getting back to what you know about God. This I know, this I know, this I know, this I know. I know. There are some things you ought to know. There are some things that God has proven in your life. I don't care who comes up and tells you anything or says read this book or come up with this philosophy or have you studied moonwalking and do you believe in astrology and all that kind of nothing. Because I know I had an encounter that is the foundation of my life. I am sure about this. Do you have a foundation? God will make sure that you have a foundation. Whenever your faith shakes, he'll put you in a predicament that only he could get you out of. And then when he gets you out of it, it proves to you once again. Do you know what I'm talking about? He proves to you that you know that you know. And I don't care what you face in the future, your mind always goes back to that foundation. This is a place of foundation. Somebody say, I got a foundation. This, I don't know if I should tell them that. This is the place of debt cancellation. You see, the night before they left, the Lord told them to borrow the gold and the silver from the Egyptians. Well, they borrowed so much stuff that they couldn't carry it all. The Bible says even their children were bent over carrying the gold and the silver out of Egypt. They borrowed so much. In fact, I really believe that Pharaoh wasn't chasing them for the slaves. No. You got to understand, they had so much gold and so much silver that when Moses got ready to build stuff, he had to stop them from giving because they had so much gold and silver. No, you don't understand. They had so much gold and silver that he had to stop them from giving. Let me tell you again. They had so much gold and silver, he had to stop them from giving. Let me tell you where they got it from. It was the wealth of the unjust. Oh, come on with me, somebody. It was the wealth. I don't know whether y'all can eat this kind of food or not. It was the wealth of the unjust. What God did was transfer the wealth of the wicked over into the hands of the righteous. And they had so much blessings on them. Not only were they blessed, but their children were blessed. Their children, I'm talking about generational wealth, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's why they could not outrun Pharaoh. They were carrying too much gold to outrun Pharaoh. God had to deliver them. I tell you, this is the place of supernatural debt cancellation. This is the place where God is going to send transfers, opportunities, favors into your hands. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but your eyes have not seen. Your ears have not heard. I don't know who I'm talking to. You're going to get so blessed. Your children. Your children are going to be blessed. I want you to touch seven people and holler, I'm blessed. Alas, I must go. My time is up. I hope you got blessed through the word today, that it spoke to you in some way. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for your support, your love. I see you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the ways you communicate with us. Thank you to all of you that stream and catch our live services here on Sunday morning or even throughout the week. May God bless you and strengthen you and encourage you. A final shout out to those of you who care enough to take care of the ministry that's trying to take care of you. It all means so much. I appreciate you all. Take care. I want to thank our partners for helping us make a difference in the lives of hurting people. Your partnership has provided food, clothing, clean water, medicine distribution, and so much more at home and abroad. In fact, through MegaCare, we are establishing medical camps and health clinics to increase the rate of survival while giving hope and healing to a hurting community. If you are not a partner, I encourage you to become one today.
No matter what you're facing, when there seems to be no way, God has made a way.
There's purpose in your problems. You're looking at what happened. God is looking at why it happened.
For your gift to the ministry of any size, you will receive Revelation in Retrospect on CD from Bishop Jake's Enlightening Series, God Has Made a Way.
You only want to work when you get the credit. But God needs somebody who will work till he gets the glory.
And when your gift is $70 or more, you will receive God Has Made a Way, Illuminating Your Path with His Purpose on 3 DVDs.
I'm getting ready to step into a brand new dimension. I'm getting ready to walk in a new love and a new truth.
However, when your gift is $125 or more, you will receive the God Has Made a Way 3-message DVD set, this decorative joy, peace, and hope wooden display, and the lovely Abundantly Blessed stationery set and notepad. Let God illuminate your path with His purpose today.
Discouraged, discombobulated infrastructure will never result in great organizations. Give me a strategy! I'm getting ready to come up to Canaan, and I got to fight to take over Jericho. But in spite of our position, if I had a strategy, I could bring them down. Give me a strategy!
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.